Q-Tech Records. DJ 949.
Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great. Paul Productions.
And a mighty fine hello to everyone. Yes, this is another T-Don, Traces of Dawn music commentary. Had to take a little bit of a break last week. Had a lot of things that were going on, and I needed to take some time away. So sorry about not being able to get online with you, but I figure we'll finish the Jekyll's Will off today. We went through every song that's on there, which on the album, which I hope that you all have enjoyed. I've got a lot of great comments from it, and I'm actually really pleased from the album. It should be on Spotify anytime here, so I'm really waiting for that to happen. These other things, like I've said before, take some time. You know, I'm kind of at the beck and call of waiting for the distributors to put it out there for me. So as soon as that's there, you'll know about it. But let's see. So first of all, my name is T. Dawn. I am from Traces of Dawn. And some of you have asked me, how did I come up with the name of Traces of Dawn? So maybe I better start right there, because I remember I said I was going to go over some questions with you. And that was one of them that came in. And I thought, okay, well, I can talk about that. I suppose I could talk about just about anything. But I did just kind of want to let you know how that came about. So the name Traces of Dawn has kind of been in my head for a little while. And of course, my stage name has always been, for solo artists, T-Dawn. And I like that, but at the same time, it doesn't really explain anything. Other than people say, what's T all about? You know, it could be for anything. I wanted to do The Dawn one time, and I'm like, oh, that can't find that. And I had some other things in my mind that I wanted to use for the T. And I started thinking about where I wanted to go with the music. And when I started thinking about where I wanted to go with the music, I'm like, you know, there's so much of me that's involved in music in general. There's not just one genre or one thing, not one instrument. There's all kinds of instruments. There's all kinds of things that make up me as Traces of Dawn. And I thought, wow, what a great fold for that. Also, a lot of people were thinking T. Dawn was a rap artist. And I think some of you have heard that before. No, I'm not a rap artist. I don't know. I may get into it one time or another. Some of you have heard the story that I actually have some time ago been involved with making vocals inside of a track of hip hop rap artists, a couple of them. And it's been kind of strange. I've not been approached again, so maybe I've gone too far off the board. But I still got a lot of people say, T. Dawn, yo, T. I don't have a problem with yo, T. But hey, that's another name, yo, T. That's a really cool name, actually, when you think about it. But no, that's not going to be me. I'm Traces of Dawn. I will stay Traces of Dawn. And you'll find that there's a lot of different sides of me. And as I'm sure there's a lot of different sides of you as well, when you are playing music and you're listening to music, maybe you're an artist and you play different genres. We all are part of different things, different pieces. So I figured Traces of Dawn was a perfect name for that. So that's what Traces of Dawn is all about. Where are we at now in all of this music stuff? So a lot of things are going on. And I've talked about those before, you know, the movie stuff and also the albums and that Christmas album that is about ready to come out. A lot of things for 2019. There's a ton of things that are going to be happening in 2019, which I'm very excited about. Lots of music, lots of different music that you will may or may not like. You'll experience, and you'll also hear some songs where I'm singing. You'll hear some instrumental songs. There'll be all kinds of mixtures of songs. But as we continue on here, as we talk about Jekyll's Will. Jekyll's Will is an all-instrumental album, and I continue to keep on forgetting about it, actually, when I go to submit it to the TV and music executives. I forget about it. I just totally forget that it's out there, and I'm writing new stuff. And I go back and I listen to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this album is so good. And so there's songs on here called You, Seven, Mr. Poole, Medieval Times, Formula, Jekyll's Will. So those are some of the songs that we have played already so far. You've had a chance to hear. Some of you have purchased the album as well. And I hope that you've found a few favorites off of that album. Well, we actually have a hidden song that's on there, and it's only available on Bandcamp right now, and that's where it stands at this moment. I don't know if I'll ever release it to anywhere else, but at this particular moment, it's at Bandcamp, and I could possibly release it on Spotify or anything like that, but I didn't put that in the full album release. But anyway, so I figured we'll just go ahead and listen to this song, check it out, and we'll come back and talk about it. So that's the hidden track off of Jekyll's Will CD, album, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what you call these things anymore, to be honest with you, because, well, it's an EP, I know that, but their CDs aren't really available anymore. I mean, we don't really do CDs, and we do MP3s, but what does that really become? It's just so confusing to me. I liked it when we actually had albums, and it'd be great to get back into something like that again, go back to the old times, right? Anyway, so that song is a mixture of all kinds of things. It's kind of a happy song, and it's a happy hidden song, I guess. many different tones running around in that song, kind of has its kind of, I don't know, I think like a Japanese feel to it. I don't know. I'm turning Japanese, and I think so. You know that song? No, I'm not really, but I couldn't resist singing that song. I didn't sing it really, though. I just kind of talked it out, right? Don't want to get in trouble for this. anyway, so that song, I just felt that it needed to be hidden, just a little extra song for the fans. And I don't really have a lot to say about it other than, you know, it's another cool song off the album. And as we start moving into 2019, I plan to have some more videos, so you'll get a chance to see the videos out there. I'm working on several of them right now, and also some more songs, more music, as I've talked about, and some hidden stuff. I actually joined a club. Oh gosh, now I'm trying to remember what the name of the club is. Hang on a second, let me take a look and see if I can look at my my email really fast so I can remember what the name of it is. Okay, yeah, hang on a second. It's Gateway. Okay, yeah, so Music Gateway. And Music Gateway is going to allow me to be able to do a lot of things with you guys. And I'm very, very excited about it. It just happened to come about because I was part of the awards and they gave us a big discount on it. And I decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and take myself up on this one. And go ahead and pay my dues for it. And it has so many different opportunities. And on top of that, it has a lot of opportunities for TV and movie as well. They've got a great big long listing. Plus, they also have people to collaborate with and different job opportunities. So I felt that this was an extreme opportunity for me to get into. So I decided to go ahead and hook up with it. Well, they also have some fan stuff, which is available too, which I'll be able to work with. A lot of this stuff, like I said, is going to start taking place in 2019 because I got a boatload of stuff to get done right now in 2018. And be looking forward to the Gateway, looking forward to more stuff on the website and that. Just plenty of things to enjoy. If you like a lot of instrumentals, you'll just definitely hear a lot of those as we move into 2019. But of course, like I said, I have some other things as we have Hyde, the Hyde album, the Hyde EP, which will be out, and then Jekyll and Hyde as well. So, whew, lots going on. I still haven't checked on the award show for January. Haven't got there yet. I proceeded to check out when that was going to be, but I don't even know if it's January. I think it's January, but I could be wrong. I have family coming in January, so hopefully it doesn't cause any issues. But that's really all I have to say today. I guess this is a short commentary compared to my other commentary that I had last week, or actually the week before, which had a lot of songs, which I hope you enjoyed all those Christmas songs. You'll get a chance to hear those Christmas songs on BTG Radio as we start pumping out the Christmas songs here on our station and the Christmas shows as well. So you'll get a chance to enjoy those. I hope you're getting ready for Christmas. I'm not there yet, but I hope you are getting there. Maybe by the next time we have this commentary, I'll be ready and I'll be there. But at this moment, I'm not. I am going to a dinner theater. It's called the Christmas Follies, and I'm taking my mom with me. So maybe that'll get me into the Christmas spirit of getting things done. But by that time, it'll be the 15th. A little late on putting the Christmas tree up, I guess, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm not moving very fast in that area, but maybe I'll soon get there. But that's all I have for right now for you guys. I hope that you enjoyed this short little commentary. Didn't take up too much of your time, but I got things to do for work here too, so I can't really spend a lot of time online today. I hope you have a most wonderful rest of the week, and enjoy. All right, well, I'm going to head on out of here. This is T. Dawn. I am over, and you know it. Click, click, click. Out of here.